That's tough to swallow.
And you have one where Damian Lillard goes 0 for 2. I don't know how many times we've seen that throughout his career. Yeah.
This year, we've seen it twice, I think. It was, remember, if it was late, if you remember, I think it was late game situation when he was really struggling with his shot that he missed two. And you were like, wow, well, this, now we know he's really not, the shot's not going. And when he struggles at the line, then you have a sense there's just all is not right in Dame Land.
Yeah, a couple of clean looks that just didn't go, and the free throw shooting as well. You miss 13 free throws in a game you ultimately lose by 4, really closer to 7. But still, that's a lot of points to leave on the board. Dave, now at least you get to come back home for a little bit of time for a week. 4 tough matchups.
Imagine that.
Yeah, a week in Milwaukee. But look, it's going to be good
to be
in front of the home fans, but 4 tough matchups for this team.
It's not going to get any easier. I mean, this was a stretch where you felt like you could get a couple on the road. At least you got the one, man. If you come away with nothing out of this thing, boy, you'd really be feeling it. But nonetheless, they know where they are. I mean, it's just the reality that this team's got to improve in some areas, and I think they're pretty aware of what those are. Again, we heard from Jay Crowder, but before this game, talking about his hopeful return soon, but 5-on-5 starting. But even when he does come back, A, he's going to have very limited minutes to start, and then B, he's going to have to get his rhythm back, and that's going to take some time. So there are no easy fixes. The Bucks just got to start executing better.
Yeah, no easy fixes, no quick fixes either, but they'll get their first crack at turning it around Monday when they start a 4-game homestand hosting the Utah Jazz. Dave, safe travels. We'll check in with you again on Monday.
Okay, talk to you soon, Justin.
112-108, our final here from Houston. The Rockets take this one tonight and finish the season series at a win apiece for these two teams. The Bucks winning about a week before Christmas at Fiserv Forum, and the Rockets winning in Houston tonight. A game two where no Tari Eason, no Dylan Brooks, especially Dylan Brooks, two big absences for the Rockets. But you wouldn't have known it, as their defense really, really grinded the Bucks in this one tonight. Missed shots, but credit to that defensive group as well, and the way that Ime Udoka has coached that team this season to hold the Bucks to just 108 points in this one tonight. There were some clean misses. I'm sure we'll hear that from Adrian Griffin, but it wasn't just the Bucks missing shots. That is a very good Houston Rockets defense that they went against, and Rockets defense helps them with this win, 112-108. Giannis, I mentioned, it's his 6th 40-point game of the season. Only Luka Doncic has done it more times at 7. 48 points, 17 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block for Giannis in 39 minutes of work. 15 of 21 at the free throw line as well. So that's the other area where we continue to see Giannis looking much more comfortable. That was good for 71% tonight. He's consistently been shooting around 70% at the free throw line. In another game, shooting 60% or better from the floor for Giannis in this performance tonight with those 48 points. Damian Lillard chipped in 18, but as I mentioned, just 5 of 16 from the floor and 1 of 8 on threes. Bucks as a team went 9 of 34 on three-point attempts. That was less than 27%. And Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton, a combined 1 of 13 on threes. Brooke Lopez as well, just 1 of 6, so 2 of 19 from those three players. And Malik Beasley, just 16 minutes tonight, only 1 three-point attempt. He did make it, but he finishes with 3 points in this one. 18 from Dame, 10 points from Chris Middleton. Those are the only 3 Bucks scorers to get 2 double figures. And just 18 and 10 for those other two. Not enough to prop up what Giannis was doing. Brooke Lopez, 7 points, 5 rebounds. He did manage a blocked shot and a steal. And that rounds out the scoring for the starters. Rockets bench nearly doubled up the Bucks bench. 43 points from the Rockets second unit. 22 for the Bucks. 9 came from Pat Connaughton celebrating his 31st birthday. 3 of 5. All of those attempts were threes. 9 points, a rebound, and an assist. Bobby Portis with 6 points and 6 rebounds in his 17 minutes. Marjon Beauchamp saw quite a bit of playing time down the stretch. 5 points, 3 assists, and 4 rebounds for Marjon. And Andre Jackson Jr. started the second half in place of Malik Beasley. Scored just 1 point, did have 2 rebounds, but gave this team some energy at the start of the second half where they saw that 21-point deficit shrunk down to 10, seemingly in the blink of an eye. And Cameron Payne rounded things out for that bench. He also added 1 point. I mentioned rebounding. That was another issue for the Bucks. 4 offensive rebounds tonight. 2 of those came late in the fourth quarter. So they finished this game with a rebounding rate, offensive rebounding rate, less than 10%. It is the lowest of the season for the Bucks, and we gave those numbers. You want to be somewhere around 25. Anything in the high 20s or 30 is a good offensive rebounding rate, and the Bucks were below 10% tonight. Rockets got 7 offensive rebounds and turned those into 13 second-chance points. Bucks did win points in the paint and limited the Rockets in that area. Just 36 points for Houston. That is nearly half what the Bucks had been yielding in recent games. So that a nice step forward for the Bucks as well. But ultimately, just too much from the Rockets in the second half, especially when they did start to make some threes. 13 of 34 for the game. Good for 38%. And the Houston Rockets take this one tonight, 112 to 108. We will see if we can catch up with head coach Adrian Griffin and get to the rest of the numbers after this on the postgame show on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Frederick.com to find out how. A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials. Let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Frederick.com/cancer.
This is Bucks OT.
Takes it into the paint, attacks the rack, sends it down with a grown man dunk. Oh, the Greek Freak, he's eaten now.
A final look at the game and a preview of the next matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
112 to 108, our final from Houston. The Rockets knock off the Bucks despite 48 points and 17 rebounds from Giannis. Alperen Şengün led the Rockets with 21 points and 11 boards. Did run into foul trouble, though, with 5. That limited his playing time in the second half. 14 points each from Fred VanVleet and Jabari Smith Jr. 12 rebounds and a block as well from Jabari Smith Jr. Jalen Green added 16. He hit one big three-pointer that stopped a Bucks run in the fourth quarter. And rounding out the starters was Jayshon Tate, who chipped in 4 points with 8 rebounds. Most effective from the Rockets bench, a bench that added 43 points, was the veteran Jeff Green. In 34 minutes, he chipped in 16 points and knocked down a pair of three-pointers. Aaron Holiday with 11 points. He knocked down 3 threes. And rookie Cam Whitmore with some big moments in the first half. He scored 12. Speaking of rookies, Amen Thompson, the Rockets' first-round pick, rounded out the bench with 4 points. Bucks did not win the game, but they did win the opening tip. And in doing so, they've scored another $500 for Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity, donated by Sargento. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. Bucks, on their 35 field goals, had 20 assists, led by Damian Lillard, who had 8, including our assist of the game, brought to you by Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. Our play of the game brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, and it's, once again, Giannis's stat line, 48 points for Giannis, 17 rebounds, and this one game removed from another monster stat line of 44 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 assists against Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. So another magnificent performance from Giannis tonight with 48, 17, 2 assists, a block, but not enough to guide his Bucks team to a victory. Play of the game brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Find your win at the Midwest premier gaming, entertainment, and hotel destination. All of that and more waits for you at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We'll step aside one more time, and still efforting head coach Adrian Griffin. We'll see if we can get his thoughts after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey. Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. The Bucks lose in Houston to the Rockets, 112-108, the final here. Despite 48 points and 17 rebounds from Giannis, he had 15 of his 21 free throws and finished 16 of 25 from the field, a 64% shooting performance here from Giannis in this one. Tonight, again, though, some of the key areas that we've pointed out in recent games here: bench production, 22 for the Bucks, 43 for the Houston Rockets. Rockets also getting to the offensive glass at a higher rate, 7 offensive rebounds. They scored 13 points off of those. Bucks did get up to 4. 2 of them came in the final few minutes of the fourth quarter, and they were able to score 8 points off those offensive rebounds. Both teams relatively even in turnovers and points in the paint. 10 turnovers for the Rockets. The Bucks turned those into 10 points. 11 Bucks turnovers, which the Rockets scored 11 points off of. And the Bucks did limit the points in the paint, as I mentioned. 36 for Houston to 46 for the Bucks. And with that, let's head back to Houston and hear from head coach Adrian Griffin.
No, he'll come. It's a team sport. It's five guys out there. You know, I thought we dug ourselves in the hole as a unit, but I love how we fought and got out, tried to get out of it. Just kind of ran out of time. But, you know, like I said, Dame's going to – sometimes the ball doesn't fall for you. Like, he was getting some good looks, and then sometimes they, you know, give him credit. They, you know, they were switching. They're long. They're athletic. They did a good job defensively, but I thought – the second half, we started making some adjustments on both sides of the ball, and I thought we had some good production from, you know, our some of our young guys coming in. Dre was terrific. Marjon was terrific. We'll figure it out, and Dame will figure it out. You know, just it always sucks to lose, but, you know, we win together, and we lose together.
They didn't have Dylan Brooks. And it wasn't just Dame. I mean, you know, Giannis had 16 field goals. The whole team only made 19. So what, outside of Giannis, were they maybe doing to create that many stops or create that many missed shots?
Well, I think number one, it just starts with defense. I think in the first half, we just wasn't able to get as many stops as we would like. And you know, that helps us in, to get out in transition. You know, we're pretty good. You know, Giannis is, you know, Giannis in transition, Dame in transition. You know, Chris, we can get easy baskets. And, you know, when you're taking the ball out just hard, you know, to get those clean looks, and you have to, you know, walk it up or get it up the floor, and now you got to execute. So, but I thought in the second half we started to get a lot more more stops. You know, we switched up our defense. They did a good job with that. And then we were able to score in the second half. I think we, you know, put up 35 in the fourth, and we held them to 49 points in the second half. So a lot of that, I think, just stemmed early on, just not being able to get some stops.
Just what you see from a ball pressure standpoint in that first half of them being able to get to the rim and maybe affect you guys that way?
No, I don't know if it's the ball pressure. You know, they switch a lot. You know, they did a good job when they do switch. They scram, they're small. So, you know, give them credit. They did a good job following their game plan defensively. But also I thought, you know, again, we had some open looks, and we got to knock them down. You know, we only made 9 threes tonight. Probably shot the ball somewhere around the 3 from 25, 26%. You know, on the road, you got to be able to knock down open shots. And, you know, we missed a few free throws and that we normally make. So, you know, you got to play well. It's a very good team, well-coached team. And, again, they jumped on us early, or we dug ourselves in the hole early. And but I like how we, you know, it's always kind of a game in a game within a game. And, you know, we made some adjustments, and I love the fight, you know, in the second half. And you know, we didn't give up. You know, again, we ran out a little bit of time, but I love how we competed in the second half.
What went into going with Andre to start the second half? And not just that, but also then to have him on Şengün at times.
Yeah, we're just switching up our defense a little bit. I thought we just needed a little bit of energy, and that's, you know, that's what Dre brings. He just brings the energy. You know, Beast has been great for us. He'll continue to be great for us. But I think, you know, when you're down like that at halftime, you know, just trying to give the team a spark. And I thought Dre did a tremendous job. I think he did an excellent job. We were able, again, to switch up our matchups, throw out something different. And, you know, ball bounce here or there, maybe a different outcome. But I thought everyone, especially in that second half, that, you know, even A.J. Green came in, gave us some good, a few minutes there. But I like how we, again, it's just about competing. And I thought we really competed to get back in the game, you know, and you give yourself a chance.
The team huddles tonight, a lot of your veteran players, they made sure to go up to Dre and say something to him, give him advice, etc. How valuable is that for you to see as a coach, to see your veterans talking to your rook that way?
Well, you know, Dre is a, you know, you're very likable guy, number one, extremely coachable. All the players love him. You know, he's, because they respect what he does out there. You know, they, you know, you can't fool the players. You know, he's out there and he's hustling. You know, he's athletic. He works extremely hard on the defensive end. He leaves it all out on the floor, and that's all you can ask. And, you know, you get respect in this league by doing the gritty work. You know, the offense rebounds, diving on the floor, and his teammates respect that. And you could tell how much they value him and wanted to see him succeed. You know, I saw Giannis and all the veteran guys pull him aside. For Dre, it's just about getting the reps. You know, he just – and the only way to do it is to be out there on the floor and just kind of learn on the job, you know, training. But I thought Dre did a really good job of just responding tonight. I played him, you know, probably 8 straight, you know, 9, maybe 10 straight minutes in that third quarter, and I thought he did a tremendous job.
Marshawn also had some big moments tonight. What did you see from him?
You know, I really like just how Marjon is coming along. You know, he got ill a couple games ago, and then the last two games, just love, like, he's following the game plan. He's being physical. He's has tough drives. He's making, you know, made a big three for us, and just bringing that energy and effort. That's how you stay on the floor. You know, you play hard, you follow a game plan. The ball's going to find you, especially on the floor with Giannis and Dame. And I thought he really looked good out there. I like how, you know, We finished, you know, the game with those guys out there competing. And, you know, Marjon gives us another guy that's 6'6", 6'7", that's athletic, that can switch, that can rebound. You know, he's trying to fly around, get on the old boards, and, you know, just doing all the little things. So, you know, just really pleased about how he competed tonight.
I don't think second chance points were a huge problem tonight, but there is that possession with about 5:15 left. Where they get two of them.
Yeah, the timing, you know, those loose balls and, you know, a couple of them we just bounce crazy or, you know, those 50-50 balls, you know, you just got to get them. And you know, that's something obviously we got to improve on, especially late game, just limit them to one shot. And I think there was one in the fourth quarter where Tate kind of flew in and got an easy tip in. But, you know, in the fourth quarter has to be your best quarter, and you know, I thought we did a tremendous job of putting ourselves in a position at the end, but, you know, you got to be able to do the little things that continue to go into winning, and these things happen fast, you know, split-second decisions, you know, and as soon as you turn your head, and, you know, we just got to continue to teach it, be disciplined with it, but, you know, during that time of the game, it gets magnified because we're playing some really good defense, you know, and unfortunately we didn't come up with that rebound, but guys didn't give up fighting, and you know, you could see that, you know, our DNA is coming through. I mean, it's going to come around again. It's going to click. Like, nobody's panicking or anything, but you know, we've got to continue to find ways to get better.
On Cam at all? It looked like he went off there in the fourth quarter.
No.
Coach Adrian Griffin after they fall in Houston to the Rockets, 112-108, the final score. We'll take a look at the NBA scoreboard and get you set for Monday as the Bucks return home for the start of a four-game homestand. We'll preview it next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio. 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m. And grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network as we begin to wrap things up here. A 112-108 Houston Rockets victory as the Bucks conclude this three-game road trip, dropping two of those three. Let's take a look at the NBA scoreboard here as we have a relatively quiet Saturday night, and all of our games have now gone final. First game of the day took place in Indianapolis, where the Pacers fall to the Celtics 118-111. Pacers are 20-15 on the season. It certainly seems like they've played the Bucks 20 times, but Celtics keep running away atop the Eastern Conference. They extend their lead over the Bucks now. We'll get to that in a moment, but Boston is 28-7 on the season. Both Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown scored 30-plus. 38 from Tatum led the way. Well, Tyrese Halliburton just 17 points and 7 assists. In D.C., the New York Knicks with two impressive wins back-to-back. Tonight, it was more having to do with night two of a back-to-back and their response there. They blow out the Wizards 121-105. Wasn't quite as close as that 16-point deficit would indicate. Knicks are 21-15 on the season now. And last night, they had a dominant win over the Philadelphia 76ers, so a perfect 2-0 on this back-to-back for the Knicks. Julius Randle with 39 points and 7 rebounds in the win, while Denny Avdija had 23 points and 10 boards for the Wizards. In Philadelphia, speaking of those 76ers, they played without Joel Embiid, and they lose to the Utah Jazz, 120-109. Tyrese Maxey did score 25 with 9 assists, while Lauri Markkanen continues to look markedly different since joining the Utah Jazz. 33 points and 13 rebounds for the power forward. Utah 17-20 on the season. That is who the Bucks will face next, coming to Fiserv Forum Monday evening. Philadelphia, by the way, drops to 23-12 on the season, so that's the good news. The Bucks don't lose any ground to the Sixers. They're still a game up in the loss column, a game and a half in the standings in the 2-3 race, but this loss drops the Bucks to 25-11, and the Boston Celtics now 28-7. They're 4 up in the loss column on the Bucks, 5 up in the loss column on the 76ers. And don't look now, the New York Knicks have jumped into fourth place in the Eastern Conference with those back-to-back wins, including last night against the 76ers. They're 3 back of Philadelphia for third in the Eastern Conference. For our audience in Milwaukee, our reminder that our extended postgame coverage continues. As soon as we wrap things up here momentarily on the BMO Bucks Radio Network, you can find our extended postgame show, Bucks Talk, on the flagship station, 620 WTMJ in Milwaukee. We'll take your texts, your phone calls, and thoughts on this road trip and tonight's loss to the Rockets. Some other looks at Giannis's statistics so far this season. The reigning Eastern Conference Player of the Month, and it's now posted back-to-back 40-point games. We'll take a look at that and some of the problematic issues we've seen statistically for this team. All of that and your thoughts on Bucks Talk, which begins as soon as we wrap things up here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. For the rest of you, though, our next game broadcast is going to be Monday night as the Bucks tip off a 4-game homestand, and it is all against the West, with the exception of one game, and that is the biggest game on this homestand against the Boston Celtics. That's Thursday. We'll get to that momentarily. But up first is the Utah Jazz, who come to Milwaukee Monday evening, fresh off that victory over the 76ers tonight, and winners of 4 of their last 5 games. That includes wins over the Heat, the Mavericks, and the Sixers. It's the Bucks and the Utah Jazz Monday evening from Fiserv Forum. 7 o'clock tip time, 6:30 is when our pregame coverage begins on these airwaves. So for Dave Kane, who called the action in Houston, and our crew here at the BMO Bucks Radio Network studio, our engineer Max Meyerson and our producer Matt Sossler, I'm Justin Garcia, reminding our Milwaukee audience to stick around for Bucks Talk. For the rest of you, we will talk once again Monday night with more Bucks basketball right back here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Say it with me, the Bucks in 6. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey, folks, we're back to regular Last Crack. Love to know what your essential Last Crack is. Just send me an email, gbk@civicmedia.us.
and we'll queue up your essential last crack for you. I believe Michelle from the Wisconsin Heavy Metal Fest happening at the High Noon Saloon. She'll check in with us, and we'll hear some music from the Metal Fest coming up. We'll do some Joy's Attack. It's Max and Kevy on Civic Media.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Saturday night across Wisconsin on your Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along with us. Rare time that I'm in studio tonight doing heavy. So you can call us if you want, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can also text us if you want to hear a song tonight. Live on location, a good friend of Max Inc. Radio. She's at the High Noon Saloon for the Wisconsin Metal Fest. It's Michelle. What's happening, Michelle?
Hey, Jimmy K. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic tonight. Great show happening at the High Noon Saloon tonight for the Wisconsin Metal Fest. Tell us your report.
Oh, my God. So it has been such a wonderful night. So Wisconsin has definitely showed up for metal. You know, it's such a wonderful scene, not just in Madison, but Milwaukee. You know, we have bands coming up and, you know, local to Wisconsin. And it's awesome to see. For me, it's been kind of like a big reunion for these bands. You know, we've got like Faith Hills Have Eyes, Joy's Attack, you know, these big heavy hitters from Madison here in town. But then we have Condition out from Milwaukee and this newer band that just started, Soul Killer. They opened up the show. They're singers from Madison, but the rest of the band is from Chicago. So it's really cool to just have this big mashup of local music.
Tell me about Soul Killer. I know they're new, know nothing about them. What can you tell me about from their opening set there?
I was very impressed. They were awesome. Definitely very a little bit more on the new metal side of things, but they held their own to be kind of the newcomers on a set of Joy's Attack, Faith Hills Have Eyes, and Conniption. You gotta have to kind of bring your A game, and they slayed it. I am definitely going to be checking them out on social media and seeing what they are doing, because they are up and coming. They've sold out of almost all of their merch for the night.
Wow.
Now, speaking of merch, you do merch for Conniption and sometimes other bands. You've been on tour doing that. Tell us about Conniption and tell us about your role helping out bands and doing promotion and things like that in Milwaukee.
Yes. So tonight I am helping out with merch. I've done that for different bands, namely Masked Intruder, a little bit different than the metal scene that's here tonight. But went on Warped Tour with those guys. You know, merch is just fun. It's kind of like slinging T-shirts, you know, as a bartender for so long. It's very similar kind of concept, and it's a lot of fun. You know, you get to meet a lot of the people that have such a passion for the band. And Conniption out of Milwaukee, you know, they've been branching out to Madison for years. This is their first time at High Noon, so it's really kind of a pinnacle event for them.
That's hard to believe. Wow.
Yeah, so they played Metal Fest back when it was at Majestic. I want to say that was 2018 or so. Mm. And this is their first time back here since then. And they are slaying it right now, selling a lot of merch. They have a new album coming out soon. And thankfully, the weather has held up. Each time we come out here to Madison, it feels like we have a blizzard. So It's a good thing the weather has cooperated.
Apparently the blizzard is coming next week. Right now there's a metal meltdown at the High Noon Saloon, the Wisconsin Metal Fest. Michelle, it's always wonderful to hear your voice. I appreciate your help tonight, and have a great rest of the night.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's a good time down here.
Excellent. Let's do some Joy's Attack right now. It's Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Life brighter than the thousand stars.
Civic Media, we are local music with Black Lady Jane. That's called A Hollow Root. That band's really good. That's a good song, too. Droids Attack in front of that. They're playing the High Noon Saloon tonight for the Wisconsin Metal Fest. I love those fest shows. The Punk Fest was yesterday. And, of course, they had other genres, too. Pop, jazz, blues. pretty cool. What do you think about the Fest shows? You like those? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. Coming up at 11 o'clock. That's just a beer, 12 minutes away, 11 minutes now. It's Essential Last Crack. Two songs from the mighty Last Crack. Would love to know what your Essential Last Crack is. Send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us, and I'll get your Essential Last Crack on the air. Music on the way. So this coming up next hour, too, at the 11 o'clock hour is packed. Not going to talk a lot. Got the Essential Last Crack. We got brand new Vanishing Kids, Level Down. We'll do some classic Half Past Zero and Ash Aria. Plus Altrea and Abaddon's End and Subatomic, and we'll kind of make that a double dip with some Chaos Revolution Theory. Why not, you know? In the meantime, these guys are going to be in the Live in the Lair next week. It's Blabin' on Kane. Smack Sync on Civic Media. We are local music.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
It's okay, some Saturdays are just all right. All right. Okay, some Saturdays are just all right. Lights coming to a rest, hot top from traveling west, and wash the scratches from the brain.
sit and melt away. A crumbling city named for saints. But here under the lake, there is a landscape. Here under the lake, we know who we are. Yeah.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.